gift that God has given me. We are made for signs and wonders.
Bible says, as he stood to read, make sure nobody next to you is sitting down. John chapter 5, open it. Look at what God showed me this morning. Oh, hallelujah. John chapter 5, verse 2. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having 5 porches.
In these lay
a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Great multitude of impotent folks. My prayer is that God will help you never to find yourself in a case you never bargained for. Think of where we are this morning. If it was leprous colony, and all of us, God forbid, leprous. You turn left, leprosy. Turn right, leprosy. Look forward, leprosy. Look back, leprosy. Everyone around you, leprous. All of you were in blind camp this morning. Each one of us saying things we don't see. The weather today fine, oh. It's just fine. Fine. Oh, this house is a very nice house. This is a wonderful cathedral. Oh, very nice. Everybody you are talking to doesn't know what he's talking about. Because they have been told it's fine, he says it's fine. Or in a mental hospital. God forbid. Everybody next to you on left and right mad, plus yourself in the middle. Anytime you think of advantage, think sometimes there could have been disadvantage. And the good news is that the advantage point is you. Amen. I said the advantage point is you. Amen. The good side of the story is you. Great multitude, impotent folk. Not one could say to the other, thank God you are all right. Thank God you are okay. Or even think of a camp of hungry people. Everyone hungry. Complain the same time. Cry the same time. Sleep the same time. Wake up the same time. I have been told by some friends, you can be so hungry many times you can't find sleep when you go to bed. Think of the word here that the Bible used. Great multitude of sick folk gathered. And look at their sicknesses. Number one. Blind. Number two. Hot. Number three. Withered. Number four. Alright. Blind. First of all, general impotency. Number two, blind. Number three, hot. Number four, withered. All waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Listen. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Do you know that many of us are running from troubled water? But this one went there and waiting. What was their discussion? Very soon it will be my turn. Very soon, one day, God will make it happen. It will be my turn. But look at verse 6. I love this one. This is the verse, the key verse for the day. When Jesus saw, verse 5, a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. Tell your neighbor, I'm so glad this is not you. I said, tell your neighbor, turn to your left, tell somebody, don't be afraid. I want you to be in pensive mood this morning, because this is a good news day. Tell your neighbor, I'm so glad this is not you. Listen to this. Among the sick folks, among this gratitude, there was a certain man singled out of the crowd, and he had been there 38 years. Not time of joy. Left home January, some 38 years ago. Told the family, somebody told him, said there's a pool, Bethesda pool. We saw it 2 months ago, the pool of Bethesda. He was told that if you get there and the water get troubled and you jump inside, you'll be well. So 38 years ago, a good mathematician should tell me what year that should be in calendar. From 19 what now? 1950. No, it should be 1958. Imagine leaving home 1958 to go for a 2 days visit or 1 day home. Then the whole month of January finished. The wife brought food on the 2nd of January. My honey, you'll soon be all right. The children came and said, Daddy, we are seeing you at home very soon. Very soon you'll be home. First month. Every day for the first 1 week, they were bringing the food on time. Second week, the feed began to slack. My darling, you didn't come on time today. And market was so far, rain fell and I couldn't buy things on time, so that's why I'm late. But I'll come early in the evening. Then in the evening, she came in the night. What was her problem? Discouragement. The children came for the first week, 2 times a day. By the time it was one month old, they were coming twice a week. By the time it was 2 months old, they were coming once a week. By the time it was 1 year that their father was there, they were coming once a month. Until after the 3 years, nobody came again. Think of if you were the one. 38 years of sorrow. Wife is disgusted. Family members, God forbid that you are poor in this town. If you were rich and you become poor, the people who call you uncle and cousin before, you will not see them anymore. That was how this man fell. Until totally, Dr. Aporero, nobody went there again anymore. He asked some of, was my wife here when I was sleeping? We asked some of his sick folk. They said, we didn't see your wife. The other one said, were you expecting him? Huh? Oh, yes. She said she was going to bring me food. He didn't come. Starved? Hungry? Hungry? Hungry, starving, starved. Nobody come again. Until those who came to look at how they are feeling, throw some banana. But look at verse 6, one day. Say with me loudly, one day.
One day.
The master came. Say it one more time, one day.
One day.
The master came. Read loud verse 6 with me. Come on, Pastor Lauren. Verse 6, everybody. One to go. When Jesus saw him lie. Don't be hurry. When Jesus saw him lie. Say it loud.
When Jesus saw him lie.
Try it. Read it again.
When Jesus saw him lie.
And knew that he had been now a long time in this case, he said unto him, do you need a change? Do you want to be relocated? I'm asking everybody, do you need a change? Do you need a change in your life? A change in your business? A change in your home? A change in wherever you find yourself? When now? Two principal things. Jesus came. Say that with me. Number two, Jesus saw him. Life flat. Jesus knew. He had been there. In that case. For a long time. Down and out. Year one, year two, year three, year four. All friends, wife and children, relations, uncles and cousins, co-businessmen, neighbors. And Jesus arrived. I said, Jesus arrived. He saw him live and knew. Sometimes you think nobody knows how you feel. I was on my knee here this morning, and the Lord said, call one of your relations when you get home. I said, no. I got home, called this person. I said, no. The person should call me. 1 hour, 1.5 hour. And the Lord said, you are not going to church unless you call this person. So I called my office. I said, go and call this my child. After 30 minutes, she came on the line. I said, Rose, how are you? Her voice was so low. She said, I've been down. I said, Momolaria? She laughed. First of all, that Momolaria alone was a cure. She said, not Momolaria. And then I began to tease her on the phone. Her voice began to improve. This morning, she knelt down there thanking God. She was able to come. Sometimes things hook you. Sometimes things go so wrong near you. What you say is nobody understand. Nobody know what I'm going through. But you know the good news? God will fix it for you. This man was so down. He couldn't go anywhere. But God, who knew she cannot move, moved to her. He saw her lay flat and knew. The word is saw him lay. Saw him lie down and knew. How down are you that you don't think God can see you? How terrible is your condition that you and I think God doesn't know? I'm glad to tell you, He knows every time you are flat. He knows the time you are managing. I told my cousin this morning, I said, every human being is sick somehow, but everybody have to fight whatever is wrong with them. Some of us are not sick in body. Some of us are not sick in mind. Some of us are not sick in marriage. Some of us have pocket ache. Some of us have naira ache. Some of us have relationship ache. Some of us have I don't know what to do ache. But every human being here, in one way or the other, have an infirmity. Your infirmity should not affect your totality. Because Jesus is on the way coming to where you are lying. The fact that you left home this morning, it was God that took you up. He has known where you are. He knows how long you have been there. 38 years. One would have thought Jesus would say, I understand how you feel. 38 years. I'm very sorry. I heard all that has happened. Oh, you have emaciated. Your color have changed. Oh, your face has changed. Your bones are now out. Oh, I'm sorry about that. When he saw him lying, knew he had been there for a long time, he said unto him, do you need a change? First, no matter how many we are, God can single you out. Somebody didn't hear what I said. I said somebody didn't hear what I said. God will single you out of the crowd. Certain man was dead. Certainly sick for certainly 38 years. And suddenly Jesus stood. Do you need a change? And look at what he said. Master, this is my own version, according to the Hosea translation. Sir, no one understands how I feel, not even you. And I have no man who cares to help me fall to the water when he's troubled. Every time I try to go when the water is troubled, another person who hates me and stronger than me jumped there before me. Complain. The question with was, do you need a change? The answer should have been quickly. Yes. Your complaint and my complaint does not trouble the master. Only our faith can touch his heart. My question is, do you need a relocation? Mish in my town, Mizant in my village, Nekwemt in town, now and then sit for my money. If you know what I hear in my office, somebody said the witches in Okodua, Uzea, Uro, Eboyi, Arue. Udomi. Witches travel from there. If they have visa to travel, they will not come to Benin. They will fly to New York to go and get a job. Sometimes I think that you are the one who is silly at those wizards. If any man can fly, he will not stop in Benin. He will fly straight to Paris and get a new resident visa. For somebody to tell you, fly to come and sit on your money and you believe it. One of my little sisters said, Mother, you know, time you came to a house, everything in my business didn't move, I said, you are the one not moving. If your head is correct, all of your hands I'm saying now. Is your head correct? How can a person step to your house, then your business is no more moving well? When you know that what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And what you lose on earth is lose in heaven. You think a wizard will come and sit on me now? If you know any wizard, give him my home address. If you think if he come there, he'll go back? Show my name before any wizard in this town. Just say Archbishop Idahosa. You must have made yourself a rake. You must have made yourself a sweeping broom. That's why they handle you and sweep the ground. Christians say, my business, which is sat on it. Wizard, then sat on my. Another one say, the reason I'm not clever is because they put something in my head. Take it away. For no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And any tongue that rises against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Somebody say hallelujah. Do you need a change? Do you need a change? Do you need a change? Yeah. Say yes, Lord. Jesus said unto him, after 38 years, sit down so I can tell you what Jesus said. Everybody find a seat. Jesus said unto him, say that with me, rise and take up your bed. So none of you went to school. Rise. I say, rise. Sit down one more time. This is the last time principalities and power will ever put you on the floor. Jesus said unto him, arise. All right, I permit you to conk the head of anybody who is sitting down. How can you do that? I say, arise. Get up. Say boldly with me, from now, I'm standing to fall no more. No power will send me down anymore. Arise. The years you were flat, notwithstanding. It doesn't matter how long you have been on the ground. It doesn't matter how many people tie you down.